So give myself a little bit of time here. Tonight, what I'd like to do is talk about some current events. And this is something that we wouldn't normally do on a regular basis, I suppose. You know, usually, I think at least, our teaching should be the systematic exposition of the Word of God. And on a regular basis, that's what we should do. And it's good to work in some illustrations of current events. But there's just a lot of things that I've noticed here that kind of been building up that I wanted to share with you. And so that's what we're going to do tonight. And in preparation for that, if you would take your Bible and turn to Psalm 139. I titled the message tonight, "The Bible Speaks to Current Events." And so my effort is going to be to show you some Bible passages that speak to some of the events that I'm going to reference here. And this is the first passage that speaks to the first issue. And I have some issues that are in three categories. We'll start off with, yes, if I could have those. Maybe I'll pass them out in a little bit here. There's some issues that are in our country that we're going to look at. And then there's some issues in the world, I guess just one issue that I'll mention. And then some issues that affect the church at large. And so I have a couple things I'd like to tell you about. And I'll go ahead and flip up my screen here. But we'll start off with this. You may not be able to see this too well, but this is an article that talks about this. And the picture there is the governor of North Carolina, that's Pat McCrory. And probably you've heard about this, but I'm going to mention it again. But as you know, the state of North Carolina passed a bill that restricts who can use the bathroom. And they have to use the bathroom that corresponds to the gender on their birth certificate. And the state of North Carolina passed that law so that in government buildings, in public multiple occupancy restrooms, you have to use the restroom that corresponds to your gender that's stated on your birth certificate, whether that's a male or whether that's a female. And last week, I think I mentioned that in response to that, the Department of Justice sent a letter to the governor, Pat McCrory, telling him that their bill violates Title VII of the 1964 Civil Rights Act. And they need to do something about it, change it. Well, that was last Thursday or Friday. And then this past Monday, the governor of North Carolina filed a lawsuit against the Department of Justice, saying, no, we're not going to let this happen. A few hours later, the Department of Justice filed a lawsuit against the state of North Carolina. Two lawsuits filed in the same day, this past Monday, in North Carolina. You may have seen on the news some comments from our Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, who has compared this law in North Carolina to the Jim Crow laws that followed the Emancipation Proclamation. And so that's something that's rather outrageous to say that to restrict a transgendered person from entering into a restroom is the same as a Jim Crow law that restricts a black person from using a particular building. That's the comparison that's being made here. And so this is North Carolina, and you know, from what I've read, I respect the governor there and what he's standing up for. I hope he continues to stand up for that. And you say, well, we're in Ohio. You know, what are they doing in Ohio about this? And from what I could tell, not very much. There is a representative that is thinking of drafting a bill similar to this bill that was passed in North Carolina, representative from Cincinnati. But as you may have heard, our governor, John Kasich, has already said he wouldn't have signed that bill that Governor McCrory signed in North Carolina. He wouldn't have signed it. He doesn't understand why you would need something like that. All right, so in Ohio, you know, we don't have anything. There's nothing that is there to offer that protection. And then something else that happened this past week, and Pastor Gossman referenced this already, but on Friday, a letter of guidance was issued to all U.S. public schools from the Department of Education and the Department of Justice. And in that letter, they said that a school must treat students consistent with their gender identity, even if their education records or identification documents indicate a different sex. So that means that in a classroom, Johnny, if he feels like he's a girl and he identifies himself as a girl, the people who work at that school have to treat Johnny like a girl. That's what the letter says. And there's no need for any sort of screening. There's no need for any sort of check to make sure what Johnny's saying is really true. There's nothing like that. And so this letter was given out, and supposedly the letter does not have the force of law. They're calling it a letter of guidance. However, the letter makes clear what expectations are for schools who receive federal funding. All right, that says to me that if a school doesn't go along with that, they can expect to have federal funding removed down the road. So, you know, I think I have a copy. You probably can't see this, but this is I read a little bit of the letter. It's multiple pages long, but what it talks about is that schools have to allow so-called transgender students into segregated restrooms and locker rooms that are for boys or girls, shower facilities, athletic teams that, you know, perhaps would be just for guys. If there's a transgendered girl that says that she's a guy, she's got to be let on that athletic team because she identifies as a guy. And other things as well. But, you know, this is what the Department of Education is saying. You know, this is Friday they handed this letter out. And this is what they're saying. This is what their expectations are for public schools and those who receive federal funding. And it, you know, they do make it clear it's not a law, but you know, this is their agenda. This is what they are trying to push. So-called equal rights for all people, and somehow that includes transgenders, people that decide they want to change, that, you know, they're a girl and they decide they don't want to be a girl anymore. They want to be a boy, and that's the people that we're trying to reach out to. So I ask you to turn to Psalm 139, and this is a passage that tells us what God has done for us. And if you would, look down at verse 13. It says, "For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, in which continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them." That passage tells us that God takes a very active part in the creation of our bodies, even when we were in our mother's womb. And we need to recognize that our gender is a part of that. God has created us as either boys or girls. And last week we looked at the creation of Eve, and the first thing that we noted about her was that she was a female. And God created her as a female. And God created male and female. Jesus even affirmed that in Matthew 19:4. He answered and said unto them, "Have ye not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female?" And so the Bible teaches us very clearly and basically that God determines our gender. And when we see people that are wanting to change their gender, as I've said before, what it amounts to is rebellion against God, rebellion against God's creative order. That's what it is. And this used to be common sense. Even I was reading up until 2013, transgenderism was listed as a mental illness by the American Psychiatric Association. Until 2013, if you were transgender, it was considered mentally ill. Now they've changed the term they use to refer to it so that people can get the drugs from their insurance company that they need to change their gender. And so they called it gender dysphoria. You know, this is what you're diagnosed with, so you can get the drugs you need. So God determines gender at conception as a reflection of his image. We could also read Genesis 1, 26 and 27, which talks about being made in the image of God, male and female, created he them in the image of God. And so God determines that. And how do people need to respond to that? Romans 1:18 says, "The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness." And the idea is there they suppress the truth. And we live in a fallen world, and that's what people are doing. And, you know, it is true that there are people who actually do have these feelings. And I don't understand it, praise the Lord, in myself. You know, it's not a decision I even think about every day, whether I'm whether I want to be a girl today. That's just, I'm not going to make that. It's already made for me. It's one thing I don't have to decide about. But there are people who do face these decisions in their minds. And I think the way that they need to be led somehow to think is to realize how God has created them. God has created them with a gender that he wants them to be. And somehow, if the Lord puts us in a path of giving counsel to a person like that, the counsel should be in a way that shows them the truth and that shows them they need to submit themselves to the will of God for their life. And that is to be who God created them to be, a boy, if God created them a boy, or a girl, if God created them a girl. And so people need to submit to God's will for their lives and for their own good. Another article I read showed how people that actually are transgender struggle within themselves and face all sorts of depression and things like that. I mean, they're not living lives to the fullest. There's very serious problems with them. Nothing against them personally, but that's, you know, that's what studies have shown. And so I'm not sure where all this is leading, especially